Any of y'all feel the paradigm shifting? I mean, lately I felt that there's been a paradigm shift. The thinking of the masses has suddenly shifted. And I think this Oliver Anthony, rich men north of Richmond, has really struck a chord. I've looked at many of the reaction videos, black, white, Spanish, worldwide. And almost in every case, the reaction is the same. I mean, the truth. The people keep talking about the truth. And I feel like there's a paradigm shift going on. And it's like a breath of fresh air for many of us that have been in the truth movement, if you will, or the liberty movement. I think most of them, not all, but most are Christians or followers of Jesus Christ, and like me, I feel like that I was awakened for a purpose, and all I do is ask the Lord all the time for signs. You know, give me signs. I'm just a dumbass with a laptop, Lord, and you got to give me a billboard. Great day. You got to give me a great big billboard so I can figure out which way you want me to go. And over the years, I've learned to read more and more of these signs. And of late, I see more and more of these signs and the people around waking up and agreeing that these, the people, the powers that be, you know, we're fighting wickedness in high places. And it's, Satan can't pick up a rock, and he can't do anything unless it's by the hands of men. And so it's through corruption and power and sex and all the vices that we all have. We're all guilty of it in some way, shape, or form. But you can see a reawakening of and it's amazing. And so Oliver Anthony, and that's not his real name is Chris, comes out of nowhere, and this truth, it just awakens the people. Now, are they in action? Well, you got to be informed before you take action, and I think that's what the truth movement is always about, is informing, and you're seeking the truth. And I don't know how anybody does it without the Lord. I just don't know. But I thought I'd sit here and listen to this new song that Oliver Anthony, Chris, has presented for us. And just give you my reactions.
Well, if it weren't for my old dogs and the good Lord, they'd have me strung up in the psych ward. Cause every day living in this new world is one too many days to me. Son, we're on the brink of the next world war, and I don't think nobody's praying no more, and I ain't saying I know it for sure. I'm just down on my knees begging the Lord to take me home. I wanna go home. I don't know which road to go. It's been so long. I just know I didn't used to wake up feeling this way, cussing myself every damn day. There's always some kind of bill to pay, people just doing what the rich man say. I wanna go home.
I wanna go home. You know, when back in the great financial crisis and all, when I was going through my, I call it an awakening. I was flooded with information, like it was incredible, the amount of information that was flashing in front of me, playing on the computer, printing out reams and reams of paper, and going days and days without sleep, and crashing, and then days and days up, and I think about that, and right here he's kind of talking about those days back then when I kind of didn't have a care in the world at all, and then all of a sudden the truth hit me in the face, and that's when I was sitting there at the computer way up in the morning crying like a little baby and saying, Lord, Lord, look at what we've done. And I said, Lord, guide me. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what you want me to do. And why, Lord, did you pick me? There's a paradigm shift going on. The Lord's calling us to action. Wicked men in high places. You can see it. Look at the war in Ukraine. Look at how they treat you in the Maui fires. Look at the lockdowns, look at the shots, look at all of it. Lord, take me home.
Now four generations farming the ground. Grandson sells it to a man out of town. And 2 weeks later, the trees go down. Only got concrete growing around. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. I don't know which road to go. It's been so long. Just know I didn't used to wake up feeling this way. Cussing myself every damn day. People have really gone and lost their way. They all just do what the TV say. I wanna go home.
We've lost our way. We've lost our way. I'm as guilty as anybody. We're all guilty. But it's time to turn away from this lost way and head home. I gotta believe this is a message from the Lord. He uses all these small people, Oliver Anthony out the hills of Virginia, and Pole Broke. Struggling. Uses a dumbass like me with a laptop. Crazy as hell. due to these other imperfect. Satan builds with bricks. God builds with rocks. Every one of them different. Stronger than any brick. Brick in a wall. I hope this is a shift. I hope this wakes everybody up, wakes more people up to what's really going on. Who is really in control here? Who are we obeying? Who is making these crazy laws and all? Is the system really, really about freedom? Oliver Anthony, Mr. Chris, is really hitting home. Ain't that the truth? Yeah, if it wasn't for those crazy Mexicans that I got hanging around at Josephine, yeah, they'd have me hanging up in the psych wards, and most of the people around here think I'm crazy anyway. Tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. Goes in front of council raising hell all the time. Yeah. I ain't doing it because I enjoy it, that's for sure. And sometimes I ask the Lord, why me? Why me, Lord? But the next day, you know what? I get right in line and do what he tells me. I'm no Bible thumper or anything like that, boys and girls, but I'm telling you, paradigm shifting. Time for us all to step up and say, now we're going to do it like this. Love one another. Don't hurt anybody and don't steal anybody other's shit. And other than that, I don't need another law. Get out of my way. Quit stealing my money. Bunch of thieves claiming to be do-gooders. Oliver Anthony is calling them out. But is it really him calling them out? Something else to think about, boys and girls. Till next time. Peace.